When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 25th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Megadeth are bringing the Destroy All Enemies tour to the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston on September 11th. Mudvayne and All That Remains will be direct support for Megadeth. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Tonight at midnight, Motley Crue are releasing their new song, Dogs of War. The first with new guitarist John Five and one of four songs the band worked on with super producer Bob Rock. Dogs of War is available for pre-order right now. And tonight, Slipknot will play their first live show of 2024, headlining a 350-capacity venue called Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneertown, California. Tickets went on sale on location for just $9 each, with the proceeds being donated to the Joshua Tree No-Kill Shelter and the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert. Till Lindemann from Rammstein has announced he's going on his first North American headlining tour later this year. Kicking off in San Antonio, Texas on September 17th, the tour wraps up in Los Angeles on October 14th. Tickets go on sale to the general public for the entire tour tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. 21 Pilots were set to release their new album, Clancy, coming up on May 17th. The album has now been delayed for 1 week while the band completes music videos for each song on the album. Garbage have revealed that they are currently in the studio working on a new album. It'll be the follow-up to 2021's No Gods, No Masters. Shirley Manson commenting to the positive response of their last album, saying, "I was quite delighted that No Gods, No Masters was received so well because we had no expectations whatsoever. Going into this record, I feel a shift. I'm trying to dampen my outrage. As a society, we've become so beaten down and so brokenhearted. I'm trying to reach for something that's a little bigger than me, because if I don't, then I'm going to drown in my own dismay." A new Johnny Cash album, Songwriter, is scheduled to be released by Mercury Nashville UME on June 28th. The album has been created from a stash of previously unreleased songwriting demos that Johnny Cash made back in 1993. The demos were recorded at LSI Studios in Nashville in early 93, but shelved shortly after when Cash had a career-revitalizing encounter with Rick Rubin. The demos were recently rediscovered by John Carter Cash, who stripped them back to just vocals and acoustic guitar before inviting previous Cash collaborators, including guitarist Marty Stewart, bassist Dave Rowe, and drummer Pete Abbott, to re-embellish them. Songwriter features guest appearances from Vince Gill and Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. The first single, Well All Right, can be streamed online. Amy Lee from Evanescence has humbly shooed away suggestions that she could be set to become Linkin Park's new lead singer, though she has admitted that she would be interested in taking on the role on a part-time basis. Linkin Park disbanded since the shocking death of Chester Bennington in 2017, but rumors have begun to build that the band are considering resuming their career with a new singer. Amy Lee saying, "This is an incredible compliment. I have not heard that. No, I have not been contacted or anything like that. But I feel like our worlds and our fan bases are a lot of the same people." Deep Purple have announced their new album, Equals One. The mathematically titled album is their first album with new guitarist Simon McBride. The new album is scheduled for release on July 19th. The band saying the title symbolizes the idea that in a world growing even more complex, everything eventually simplifies down to a single unified essence, Everything Equals One. The first single from the new album will be released at midnight on April 30th. Ron Howard is pulling back the curtain on Jim Henson in a heartfelt new documentary set to stream on Disney Plus on May 31st. Jim Henson, Idea Man, features glimpses into the legendary puppeteer's life and career. Known for creating the Muppets and helping work on more iconic franchises like Sesame Street, The Dark Crystal, and Labyrinth. The documentary is produced with the full cooperation of Henson's family and also features interviews with Rita Moreno, Jennifer Connelly, and Henson's four children, and his collaborators Frank Oz and Michael Firth. Portraits of Robert Plant, the latest book in the new portrait series from Rufus Publications, is a photographic celebration of Plant's journey through the 1980s, published as a brand new coffee table book, tracing his career with a mixture of well-known, rare, and largely unseen photographs from some of rock's greatest photographers, including George Bodner, who toured extensively with Plant and his band. The book goes on sale tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. in the UK. And Roger Daltrey has announced he's embarking on a brief solo acoustic North American tour this May and June with special guests KT Tunstall and Dan Byrne. Daltrey plans on, quote, presenting a mostly acoustic set of Who gems, rarities, solo nuggets, and other surprises with an intimate rock-based band and setting, as well as answering questions from the audience. The tour includes two stops in New England on June 20th at the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston and on June 22nd at Tanglewood in Lenox, Mass. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 203 featuring Lee Cacati from Pop Evil is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.